Chapter 4. Berlin. Doris turned toward the kitchen window, smiling when she saw it was no longer raining. Some puddles remained in the yard, rippling occasionally from the slight wind blowing leaves about. "Guess I'll go to the phone shack to check for messages." She glanced at the clock on the far wall. It was 6:30. Brian would be in from doing his chores soon. There would barely be time for him to eat breakfast before leaving for work, so he wouldn't have a chance to check messages. Slipping into a heavy sweater, Doris stepped outside, pausing to breathe the chilly air into her lungs. Things always felt so nice after a heavy rain. They'd had 3 full days of it, and the ground was saturated. Doris dodged the puddles scattered on the ground as she made her way out to the phone shack. When she opened the door and stepped inside, she saw the light on the answering machine blinking. Her hands felt like they were clasping icicles when she lowered herself onto the metal chair. Doris flicked the button and listened. The first message was from Elsie, reminding her that she and Arlene planned to be at Dad's place this morning and hoped if Doris wasn't working and felt up to it that she could join them. "I hope I can go." Doris touched her stomach. She'd been faced with some nausea again this morning, but had gotten it under control after drinking a cup of ginger tea. She turned her attention to the next phone message and listened intently, realizing it was her doctor's nurse.
"We have the results of your blood test, Doris. I'm calling to let you know that the pregnancy test was positive."
Doris sat in stunned silence with her hand pressed to her chest.
"Oh, my. Congratulations, Mrs. Schrock. We already have your next appointment scheduled, so please call us back to let us know if you're able to come in on that date. We look forward to hearing from you."
This news was almost too good to be true. It was the miracle she and Brian had been praying for. Without bothering to listen to any of the other messages, Doris left the phone shack and hurried back to the house. She found Brian in the kitchen, standing in front of the sink with a glass of water.
"Are you all right, Doris? Your cheeks are red as a rose, and you're panting for breath."